That evening, Linda went home and packed a suitcase before heading to her mother's house. She rolled her eyes as she removed the spare key from under the flower pot outside the front door. Clearly, they didn't worry about things like burglaries and quaint little villages. She didn't know how she was going to cope with this quiet pace of life. She had been a high-powered executive, no time for friends, hobbies, and especially romance. And now she was going to have nothing but time on her hands. Still, when her mother came home, she would no doubt need rehab, and Linda could throw herself into that. Her work had kept her away from the family, and especially over the last year with the merger, she hadn't even made it home for Christmas. Her mother had always been very sweet and understanding, and they talked a lot on the phone. But Linda had always put off spending time with them. It had always been a low priority. Now she would have to make up for it. She had a second chance.
"Good grief, Mother!"
she exclaimed to herself as she opened the spare bedroom to reveal, stacked on the bed, what must have been 3 years' worth of Christmas presents, decorations, and at the back, a fully assembled 6-foot plastic tree. Her mother had been unable to get into the loft since she'd fallen and broken her hip 3 years ago, but Linda had assumed that Kevin had helped with putting things back in the loft for her. After all, he and Susie and the girls spent every Christmas in the house.
"Right," she said decisively, as she hooked down the attic steps and picked up a bag of things. "Clean house, clean mind."
The attic was dusty and oppressive and made her cough. It took her almost 4 hours to carry all the things from the spare room up, and by the time she was done, she felt physically exhausted, but somehow wired. She decided to head downstairs and have a cup of tea and watch some TV. She wasn't sure what would be on at 1 a.m, but she just wanted something in the background while she unwound. Within 10 minutes of the shopping channel, she was fast asleep.